Since first launching the arena project, developer Forest City Ratner has aggressively reached out to the surrounding community. There were glossy brochures, a newspaper published by the developer, and offers of free Nets tickets to anyone signing a postcard saying they'd support the project. Some grassroots groups, like Acorn, a low-income housing group, were early enthusiasts. But the developer wasn't satisfied. It encouraged the formation of BUILD, which stands for Brooklyn United for Innovative Local Development, Inc. That group was formed in late 2004, just as Forest City was seeking support by saying it would negotiate a Community Benefits Agreement, or CBA, to ensure the developer would hire local residents and contractors. BUILD was one of the groups selected by Forest City to negotiate on behalf of the community. Not long ago, BUILD Chief Operating Officer Marie Lewis was interviewed by WNYC's Brian Lehrer.
So, to what extent, just by way of full disclosure, is your group funded by Forest City Ratner?
Wow. I mean, we are not funded by Forest City Ratner. You know, from our inception, we've been asked that question all the time. And it's, you know, very interesting to us, especially many folks coming from communities of color. You know, we wonder, why is it that folks think that we cannot think for ourselves?
Not long after that program, the group Develop Don't Destroy Brooklyn, which opposes the arena project, held a press conference to release IRS documents submitted by BUILD. In those documents, BUILD said Forest City Ratner contributed $5 million. BUILD members showed up to insist that that amount was what the group hoped to get, not what Forest City Ratner had given. Here's Marie Lewis again.
What you have is an application. There is nothing that we haven't, we don't have anything that's documenting revenues, because what you have, that 1023 form, is an application form.
But it says, in the answer to the question, it says $5 million was contributed by Forest City Ratner.
No, it doesn't. There is nothing that says that we received any money, because we have not.
So why did they tell the IRS that they had?
We have not received $5 million.
How much money have you received?
No, we have not received any money from Forest City Ratner.
A Forest City Ratner spokesman seconded that. But it turns out that's not the whole story. Now the spokesman says he learned the company had, in fact, given money to BUILD. $100,000 for salaries, another $38,000 to distribute the Brooklyn Standard, Ratner's newspaper. Forest City Ratner is also providing the group free rent and has hired a PR agency in part to represent BUILD, though it won't disclose how much it's paying the new spokeswoman. Tonight, the first public hearing will be held to discuss the project's environmental impact. The hearing is required by law before the state can approve the project. But despite opposition from some quarters, that approval is expected. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.